can achieve true socialism. So we're going to enter into the territory of political, ideological, nation-state cults. And as many as you know, we are not that far behind in our progression towards that. So we're going to play some old North Korean propaganda music. This is the Music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
두려움과 담력으로 빚어진 죄가 우리의 땅 흘러간다. 동맹의 화신들이 한번 누르면 쪽지는 불바다 되리.
María en la puerta del solar. Yo te he visto con María en la puerta del solar.
Vuelta a la orilla del mar.
Pim, pom, pa.
Que yo te he visto con María en la puerta del solar.
Pim, pom, pa.
Sala, maleco, maleco, sala, negra, échate pa' allá.
Pim, pom, pa.
Ay, por mi madre, te lo juro, te voy a mandar al diván. Y si me saco un revolvito, me va a tener que matar.
Pim, pom, pa.
Delante de los santos, mira negra, no venga a jugar.
Pim, pom, pa.
El capitán de la segunda te va a llevar.
Pim, pom, pa.
Y si me saco un cuchillito, me va a tener que picar.
Yeah, that's as close as we get to rock and roll on this radio show. Does your charger here at WFMU playing 70 RPM records exclusively for 1 hour every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. We just heard from the trio Servando, and they did Diaz Param Pan Pin, Little Jack Little, with some fine tinkling of the ivories on 3 o'clock in the morning, opened up the old charger show. So it's the last show in February, and in a couple of weeks, we're going to do the damn annual fundraiser here at WFMU, the on-the-air fundraiser. But you'll be happy to know, I just want to assure you that we get to keep most of the money, and we, of course, is me, your Codger, and my staff. I share it. Actually, we don't get to keep it. We just keep it. There's a process, and I want to share it with you. It's not a mystery. See, the radio station, WFMU, you have to have this bookkeeper. She's a tempting young dish named Kelly Jones. She used to be a chorus dame in the Follies. And she was just part of a lady juggling act, but she messed up her knee, and she had to retire from vaudeville. She told me all this. But she also happened to be great at math, and really good at what they call spreadsheets. So, she's been juggling the books at WFMU for decades. The same talents. She's just applying them in a different field. But anyway, so we at the Old Kaiser Radio Show, we like Kelly, and we cut a deal with her. She tabulates all the money donated to the radio station during the Old Kaiser Radio Show, during the marathon. Then she parks it in an offshore account in the Cayman Islands. And Kelly gets, she's a deal, she gets to keep a 10% a commission. Maybe I shouldn't be announcing this on the radio. I wouldn't want to get Kelly in trouble. But I mean, she explained this to us. And this is Kelly herself providing the details. And Kelly is a professional bookkeeper. She showed us her certificate from what she claims is a respectable bookkeeping academy. I think it had Del Barton in the name. Anyway, she says there's nothing illegal about doing business with banks in the Cayman Islands. So we here at the Old Codger Show are very grateful for Kelly's reassurances and for her ongoing financial counselor. So anyway, we hope in 2 weeks you will pledge to the Orkaja show, but don't pledge zero, because it just so happens that zero is our least favorite number. Unless there's a positive natural number in front of it, and there's a string of zeros after it. Then we like zeros. The odd thing about $0 is that it's the only amount of dollars which is not affected by inflation. In 1934, if you had $0, regardless of the compound rate of inflation over the past 88 years, it would still be worth zero. And regardless of whether we have high inflation this year, next year it'll still be worth zero. It'll be worth zero forever. It's rare to find that kind of stability in financial markets. Anyway, moving along with the Orkaja radio show, you know, you people always writing letters, postcards. Let's dip into the Orkaja mailbag with Yunita Bodenheim.
It's the Orkaja mailbag. Dear Mr. Kaja, my name is Raniel, and I listen to your show before bedtime every week, except when Sophie Tucker comes on, and my mother makes me turn down the volume because she says it is adult listening. My favorite is the major motion picture soundtracks, especially the ones with Raul Jr. Those are the funniest. Please play more. Also, please never ever play Hartman's Heartbreakers, because last year, once, my mother heard it almost threw my radio out the window, and I had to beg and promise to change my underwear every day. Sometimes, after I listen to your show, I dream I visit your shanty, and also Gus and Rummy Del Barton is there, and we make model cars and smell the paint. Yours sincerely, Raniel. P.S. Do you change your underwear every day? I'm taking a poll. Dear friend, my name is Mrs. Glory Olatunji, stepdaughter of the world-renowned shellac tycoon Prince Tunde Olatunji, who is the last living member of the deposed Nigerian royal family, and who has lived in exile for the past 40 years in an undisclosed locale that I cannot name for understandable safety reasons. Regrettably, he is now destitute and in failing health with troubles of the prostate. There is a family fortune of over $20 million worth of 78 RPM records, and unfortunately, I am unable to transfer the discs to his location without it being traced. Therefore, I am soliciting your kind help in transferring said discs out of the country. If you would provide your business name and address or letterhead for verification, I will arrange a shipment to your warehouses for safekeeping until I can arrange for purchase. In return for your gracious assistance, my stepfather will allow you to personally retain $2 million worth of the discs. I anxiously await your response. Sincerely, Mrs. Glory. To whom it may concern. Married white male with 146 IQ, looking to collaborate on the mind-body problem with well-read, attractive, shapely female. Mensa membership a plus. Mysterians only, please. Contact mailbranch@mindspring.com. Well, that's it for this week.
Before you leave these portals to meet less fortunate mortals, there's just one parting message I would give to you. All have learned reliance on the sacred teachings of science, so I hope through life you never will decline, in spite of Philistine defiance, to do what all good scientists do. Experiment. Make it your motto day and night. Experiment. And it will lead you to the light. The apple on the top of the tree is never too high to achieve. Just take an example from Eve. Experiment. Be curious. Though interfering friends may frown, get furious. at each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you'll only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment and you'll see. Each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you'll only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment and you'll see.
Thank you. me at last. There's no use in dodging it or in camouflaging it. You came along, dear, now I'm in love. Life is a song, dear, 'cause I'm in love. I always dreamed of meeting someone like you. No one can tell me now that dreams don't come true.
That was very nice. That was Mary Lou Williams and her trio. Well, it was, yes, and her trio. And it was called Roland. Before that, Ruth Edding, the lovely, and so many people love Ruth Edding, and I understand, because she has such a sweet voice. That was Now I'm in Love by Ruthie. Carl Kress and Dick McDonough did Chicken a la Swing. The Howard McGee Sextet did Midnight at Minton's. Minton's was an old club, an old jazz club. And Gertrude Lawrence singing a Cole Porter song, Experiment. This is Courtney, old codger on WFMU, here every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. And I've been here a long time, and last week I answered a question. Somebody asked me about my age, and I answered it by being evasive. As far as I was concerned, that resolved the issue. Look, I'm ageless. I'm like one of those coy maidens who's been alive far longer than a century. I do not reveal my age. And I don't have a problem getting older. I don't have a problem with aging. But there's one enormous negative about getting older. Listen, especially if you're young, and most of you are. Across time, as you age, you will find that music gets worse. And you can prove it. It's empirical. It's scientifically quantifiable. I can show you in charts and graphs and metrics. The statistics do not lie. I do, but the numbers don't. So music was great in the 1920s. You had Ruth Edding and Fats Waller and Duke Ellington. And then it was the 1930s, and you had Ruth Edding and Fats Waller and Duke Ellington. And then the 1940s, where Ruth Edding and Fats Waller were gone, but Ellington was still going strong. But it started going downhill in the 1950s, which, and here's where cause and effect becomes a factor. The 1950s were when they phased out the 78 RPM disc. Well, that triggered a cultural cataclysm. And then the 1960s were worse. And the 1970s were near insufferable. By the 1980s, music had attained total insufferability. The 1990s were horrific. And the first decade of this century? Atrocious. And it's been downhill ever since without any indication that we're even close to hitting the bottom. So, look, you young people, people under 55, let's say, you young people, this is what you have to look forward to as you get older. Music will just keep getting worse. This is what history teaches us. I am your oracle. You will look back years from now as you cover your ears and you think, oh, the old codger, he was right. Oh, bless his soul. I might still be alive, actually. Anyway, nowadays, you know, I'm told that all music is someplace called Spotify. Except music by certain aging hippies. That's what I've been told. So, anyway, I've gone all over the building here, the WFMU studios and the offices in Jersey City, and no one has shown me where they keep the Spotify machine. Now, there's a giant record library on the second floor. It's filled with useless LPs and 45s and cassettes and compact discs and 8-track tapes, but not a single 78 RPM disc, which is why I have to bring mine from home. Oh, that's somebody, I forget who it was, Scott Williams or someone, said, the Spotify library is on the computer. And he pointed to it. I said, that's impossible. You couldn't fit 5 Jimmy Lunsford 78s in there. Well, anyway, let's get back to the music. Well, before we go back to the music, we have some nonsense here by, it's just utter. It's going to be 3 wasted minutes, I know, but I'm obligated. Some nonsense from Gus Bodenheim.
Stan, but I don't see why I should be expected
to... We're on, Gus.
Right. Gus Bodenheim here, and today I'm speaking to the ladies. I know you enjoy learning about little tips and tricks to liven up the daily drear, indulge your latent creative fancies, and yes, stretch your daily allowance. Have no fear, Gus Bodenheim is here. How often do you find yourself wondering, did I or did I not take my various tablets and capsules today? You don't want the consequences of skipping a day, nor do you want to double up and risk the agony and possible fatality associated with overdose. Sure, you can buy one of those pill organizers they sell at the drugstore, but those can be surprisingly costly. And where's the fun in apportioning your daily medicines and supplements to the drab chambers of a charmless store-bought plastic container? Never fear... Oh, must I? Yeah, very well. Never fear, Gus is here. Let's make a drugs caddy. Now, if you're like me, you collect and keep various bits and bobs that might come in handy someday. Things like these little cinch clip things from bread bags. Someday they'll be good for something, I'm told. Whatever. Well, today I'm using this collection of tops. Aerosol deodorant can tops, whipped cream caps, and the like. These will be our medicine cups, holding each day's allotment of antidepressants, antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, sleep aids, stimulants, vitamins, narcotics, and mystery tablets. Now, I like to use a paint stirrer for our base. These can be had gratis at your local hardware supply store. If you need many stirrers to create a stacked morning, noon, and night drug caddy, your best bet is hitting multiple hardware outlets to avoid testy salesmen. For this simple 7-day caddy, I like to affix my caps to the stirrer using Mod Podge. This stuff is a crafter's dream and comes in flat, glossy, and glow-in-the-dark varieties as you prefer. Simply adhere your caps to the paint stirrer, marking each one with Mon, Choose, Wed, et al. To indicate the day. I like to use a Sharpie marker. Some of you might prefer to clip the name of each day from your daily newspaper and Mod Podge that to each appropriate cup for a more professional effect. In any event, you may want to complete your personalized drugs caddy by Mod Podging glitter, colored aquarium sand, shaved felt, anything you like, all over the damn thing, and voila, there it is. Just look at that, won't you? Whimsical, personal, and a compliment to any home. Thanking you for sharing with me this ill-advised experiment in programming, I am Gus Bodenheim.
Oh, I'm tipping like a Maltese kitten on a Brussels carpet. Ain't got enough sole on my shoe to walk sand into a rat hole. Hey, hey. Tell me about it, Baba. Oh, oh, it's hot in here. Let's heat it. Folks, I'm gonna tell you about a brand new song. I'm gonna be someday, and it won't take long. It's called Heat It. I mean heat it. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Why they cool it on State Street, they warm it down the line. You ought to hear the frauds on Durban singing and crying, talking about it. Heat it! Lord, I got to heat it. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Now the folks down east are crying, Lord, Lord, Lord. The cops are so hard. They says, heat it. They says, heat it. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Well, I went down Michigan, came up grand, saw the sweetbacks and the strutters all raising sand. Talking about it's heat it. They meant it's heat it. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. I went to a good time flat last Saturday night. The cops knocked on the door. Everybody made that flat. I said, what's the matter? They said, it's heated. What you mean? The flat's heated. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. I met myself a good gal, she said she was 51. We started to loving and squeezing, I stopped, she said, son, you just begun, I need heating. Yes, I need heating. You got to heat it and warm it, let the good work go on. a yellow gal's like a frigid zone. Brown skin's about the same. You want some good loving, get yourself an old crow, Jane. And she's heated. Lord, she's heated. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Now, I ain't no janitor, no fireman's son, but I can keep your boiler hot till the superintendent comes. I mean, I can heat it. I mean, I can heat it. I can heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Hey.
Something upon my shelf. I'm a fool about what is left, and I'm keeping it for myself. So try and get it. You can't buy, 'cause I won't sell. You won't get it, so you can tell. I should keep it if I catch well. So try and get it. Yes, there's someone, there will come one who will make me fall. By then, maybe like a baby, I'll say just take it all. No use getting down on your knees. I meet beggars and then I freeze. I shall give it to whom I please, but try and get it. All the world knows Cleo had it. Kings and dukes sat in their fears. Caesar heard they couldn't get it. Then he got down on his knees. He gave Greece and Rome to Cleo. That's when those two countries split. Cleo said, throw in your army, then I'll give you a little bit. Ah! jockey these dames today. Who's got fortunes they gave away? But I'm keeping my fortune safe, so try and get it. You may think that I'm out of jam, I'm just skeptical of a jam. Got my pearl and I'm like a clam, so try and get it. I said someday there will come my way when I can't resist. Then I'll take up even makeup for all the fun I've missed. I'm not stingy and I'm not a care. I'm not good and I'm not bad. I've got something that can be had, but try and get it.
She's my most intimate friend, and naturally I shan't say a word. It doesn't make a bit of difference to me what the papers are printed or what anyone's heard. I like her. Of course, I don't entirely approve of her killing her husband, but nevertheless, he was the logical person for her to kill, and she did do it nicely, we all must confess. She's never been mentally sound, you know. As a child, she had a murderous trend. I was with her when her brother fell in the well. Of course, I'd never admit it. She's my most intimate friend. Her mother was that sexy Amy Tittlemouse. You remember we all found her rather queer. And her father is a manic depressive. Why, hadn't you heard? He's been in San Quentin for over a year. So she comes by it naturally. She's such a pretty girl, too. I thought it was disgusting of that physician to feel compelled to tell everyone in the court about her incurable poisonous ivy condition. She had so many bows. I think he did it for an ad. A wretched trick to further his own end. He got every man in town for a patient. Of course, I knew it was true. She's my most intimate friend. And after all, I did try to defend her. I said she was drunk when she shot him. Why, she'd been drinking like crazy for days. She was blind. It's miraculous, really, that she got him. And dope. Lord, she has stuck herself with that needle. So many holes, front and back. If she had any inner radiance, she'd be a living tower of jewels. It's a shame for the tourist that her soul is so black. I like her. There isn't anybody in the world that could get me to say one thing about her. She's what she is, and of course she'll never mend. She's an intro ultra extrovert, but so what? She's my most intimate friend. I know she's diseased. I know she's insane. I know she can only be appeased with a lash and champagne. I know Wellesley fired her for her actions with the girls, and I know what inspired her to poison her mother. She wanted the pearls. I know all about the battalion that she left too weak to walk. And I know about the stallion, though that was only talk. I know they call her house the Hutch and compare her to the rabbit. And I know exactly just how much black magic she does on the Sabbath. In fact, I know a lot of things I could tell if I would, but a gossip I never will end. Wild horses couldn't drag one word from my mouth. After all, she's my most intimate friend.
Well, we just listened to Bruce Fletcher. He was a real man's man. And we heard She's My Most Intimate Friend from Bruce Fletcher. Prior to that was Beefoot with Try and Get It. We heard the great Gene Krupa. What a terrific drummer he was, great showman and a band leader. And he was with his orchestra there. And they did Jungle Madness. We heard Frankie Jackson. She was singing. And Tampa Red accompanying her on It's Heated. So, earlier in the program, this is the Old Codger, by the way, on WFMU every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock, bringing you a change of pace, some good music, some enjoyable radio, and a little bit of, you know, I'm a raconteur occasionally, and I'm a jokester, of course, and I'm a historian, and an archivist, and a collector, and an enthusiast. I'm all of these things. Anyway, and I'm your friend. Oh, come on, let's not take it that far. Anyway, earlier in the program, we heard Jonita Bodenheim, part of the Bodenheim bloodline. There's so many Bodenheims. I think a bunch of them are going to come down during the fundraiser in a few weeks. Right now, Jonita is home in her kitchen. She's angling to enter the high-end dessert market. You see, Jonita was in a fancy restaurant 2 weeks ago. And by the way, did you ever notice that fancy the word fancy rhymes with schmancy? Well, someone had to point that out, but I digress. Anyway, Yonita was at this bistro, finishing her prune souffle with a side of prune crepes with prune sauce. These are some of her favorite delicacies. Anyway, so she asked to see the dessert menu. They brought her the dessert menu, and one of the offerings was called Death by Chocolate. Death by Chocolate. Well, this inspired Yonita. And when she got home, she began working on concocting what she calls artisanal desserts along these lines. She created her own recipe for her own Death by Chocolate, but she called it Euthanasia by Chocolate, because eating it and dying is your own choice. It's voluntary. In fact, when you order this dessert, Euthanasia by Chocolate, before it is served, you have to sign a health directive. And if the chocolate leads to actual death, whoever prepared and served it is fully indemnified from liability. And after a coroner affirms that the cause of death was, in fact, chocolate, this is followed by a brief period of bereavement for the other dinner guests, after which liqueurs are served. Anyway, she's got this whole line she's working on. Besides the Euthanasia by Chocolate, she's got this great one. It's called Hospice by Chocolate. Then there's Assisted Living by Chocolate, Palliative Care by Chocolate, and it is a very subtle but restorative Rehab by Chocolate. And finally, for vegetarians, she's got IV Drip by Chocolate. So this is going to be a new line of artisanal desserts introduced by Yonita Bodenheim sometime later this year. Well, anyway, running out of time here on a Tuesday night, playing 78s. Here's a great one by Fats Navarro.
Thank you. your man, and now she's gone, but I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Why should I worry and cry in vain? Because it's gone and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Went to the station down in the yard. I called me a freight train, time done got hard. And now she's gone, but I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Summer day, that's when she left me and gone to stay. And as it's gone, but I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. You do live. world. Thank you.
But unfortunately, it's going to wrap up the program. Well, we wrapped it up in fine style there with Hal Kemp and his orchestra, great band leader. Unfortunately, he died very young. But that was something called Workout by Hal Kemp and his orchestra. Before that, the Hackberry Ramblers did On Top of the World. And Fats Navarro and Tad Dameron with Jabero. So this is Courtney, the old codger. I'll be back next week. And on next week's program, I'm going to address the accusations made by some envious WFMU staffers that the Old Codger Radio Show is a doomsday cult. Yeah, I'll take care of all of you, rhetorically speaking. So stay tuned for Maury's Coney Island. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Nanna Shikari, Nanna Shikari, आंधी में तूफानों में है छोटी सी ये जान, आगे पीछे जिसके हजारों शैतान, झूठ से न डरना मुकाबला किए जा, सच के है साथ भगवान, 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 नन्ना शिकारी, नन्ना शिकारी जब जब होगा रावण कोई पैदा होंगे राम जब जब होगा रावण कोई पैदा होंगे राम कंस यहाँ आएंगे जितने उतने होंगे श्याम इस छोटी सी जान में मूर्ख शिकारी नन्ना शिकारी
Everybody dance with me. छोड़ो छोड़ो रास्ता प्यार का छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी हाँ रास्ता प्यार का छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी हाँ छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी छोड़ो जी हाँ